This is Living the RV Dream, episode 85 for Friday, January 18th, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers and pelican heads, fellow travelers around the world. Today, coming to you from the outskirts of Phoenix, Arizona. I'm actually staying at an RV park. More about that later. But anyways, if it is your first time here, my name is Robert Morales. I am your host. And almost 2 years ago, I took over this podcast from the legendary John and Kathy Huggins. And I'm always thankful for them thinking about me when they decided to retire themselves from the podcast. And I kind of wish I was in Florida right now, because I do believe they are attending the Tampa RV Super Show this weekend. And I'm all the way out here in Arizona. Not that I mind. I love the desert. I love this area, although it's been kind of crazy weather, if you will. The last time we spoke, I was also in Arizona. I was staying at the Gila Bend KOA, very nice campground, very pleasant people, super warm heated pool that I didn't get a chance to use, but it was there, and I'll probably be back by there at some point before heading back to Florida. And from there, what I did last Friday, and if you saw my live video on YouTube, I went to Quartzsite, Arizona. And first, it's one of those things you have to do at least once. Quartzsite, well, for me, twice. But I wanted to do the RTR, which stands for Rubber Tramp Rendezvous. And it's basically a gathering. I think they were saying that this year they were expecting 8,000 people at the RTR. Organized by this gentleman, Bob Wells, and he lives in a van. And he promotes this ruthless existence, if you will, living on your vehicle. And he even wrote a book about how to live in a van, car, or RV, if I could recall correctly. Actually, but it is there. But anyways, I went, but there was so much fear and uncertainty and doubt, FUD on the internet about the RTR, because this year they did it in a new location, and there was like this very deep wash that you have to drive through in order to make it to the area that the BLM people had basically reserved for the RTR. It's normally not a BLM area. It's a no camping area, but they allowed the RTR to happen there since it becomes such a huge event. I mean, by the way, I commend them. Very organized event. It was very, very, very well managed, if you will. And the wash, I went first with the truck along and, to scout the location, basically, because I didn't want to be, like, super close to a lot of people. I wanted to have a little bit of peace and quiet. And there is, even though there are thousands of people there, you can always go towards the end. It's a big desert, and these washes go on forever. And eventually I found a suitable spot. By the way, wash, as I learned a couple of days later, is those places where rivers, would flow when it rains. That's why it's called a wash. And you can tell because they're usually a little deeper, and there's plants, actually, in these areas. Anyways, I found my place, and I got a very nice visit from some viewers. Pretty much right after I arrived, Max and Sandy McLeyer, they arrived, and they were there like a live audience on my live video that I've, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Mountain, which is where I am right now. I make this live video, and we get a very nice bunch of people that, we all gather. It's like a gathering, so sometimes when I'm unable to do it, I actually miss it. Because there is usually the same people, and it's like a virtual meetup, if you will. So if you're available on Friday at around 6 p.m. Eastern, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it today, but do check it out. It's a lot of fun. And anyways, they were there, And then Joseph Montoya, another viewer, he actually, because the McLears, I texted with them and I actually gave him my coordinates. Joseph just tracked me down because I had an orange camper van behind me, you know, in the background. And he tracked me down and he showed up. I'm a very cool guy as well, and you know, after my live feed, we stayed there chatting until sunset, really, and sharing stories from the road and ideas and tips and all kinds of stuff, you know, and about places to visit here in the Phoenix area, and I really appreciate what they did. And all the good advice, you know. Even Joseph, after the fact, tried to find me some RV parks here in Phoenix. More about that later, about RV parks in Phoenix. Anyway, I spent pretty much the whole week. Today's as I'm recording this, it is Thursday, so I spent the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. I spent it there. By the way, Monday night, something very strange happened in the desert. It spent the whole night raining and most of the following day, which was kind of a bummer, because on Tuesday was the the SKPs are having their big rally here nearby in Havasu, and I believe Tuesday they call it Community Day, and even though the event was sold out, anybody could go. So I was really looking forward to going there and meeting a lot of people that I know online but never met in person, particularly Josh and Kaylee, and of course the Mortons and Driving and Vibing are there, and now also the RV Geeks, which is a great YouTube channel. They are great, and they do a lot of how-to videos. They were giving a seminar on batteries, and that's something that I'm very interested in. But of course, it everything was muddy. The ground was soft, and I didn't dare move on Tuesday. Even Bob Wells, the organizer, he put a video on YouTube, and he said, you know, unless you really have to move, don't move today, because first, you can get stuck. And some people did get stuck at the RTR. And second, the more people that go through that wash, you know, that muddy wash, the worse it gets. So you got to try to avoid driving through that. There were two washes, actually, pretty deep. You should avoid driving through those two washes when it is so wet. But anyway, the RTR was great. I met so many viewers, and I felt almost like a celebrity, because every day, every couple of minutes as I was walking around, someone would recognize me, and that was great. I got to interview this couple. Their names are Mike and Stephanie, and they live in a very small cargo van. You know, it's one of the short ones, so they can't even stand on it. It's the ProMaster City, but they make it work, and it's incredible how people, if you really want to make it work, you can make it work. And they even have the ability to shower, to go to the bathroom. They even have an oven, and they run everything with solar. Very nice couple, by the way. It was a real treat to meet him, young couple. And for the last 3 days there at the RTR, I also got the visit from one of my patrons, Daniel Machado, and he was my neighbor. You know, he parked across the wash from me, and then we got to hang out and share Cuban coffee and some stories from the road. And one of the things that I've learned still is that even though I put new solar panels on the roof, of course, it rained, it was cloudy, so this is not a good test. I'm going to test it out probably the day after tomorrow, which I'm going back into Quartzsite to meet up with some other people. And they have this, on Saturday, they have this event at the RTR called the Burning Van. And instead of Burning Man, you know, where they burn some kind of effigy, they have this van made out of wood. And we all signed our names on the van, and they're gonna burn that van, and I would like to be there for that, just for the newsworthy value of it, and added to my video. But yeah, definitely I've been running down my one battery pretty much every single night. So I just realized that one battery is not enough for me with the amount of energy that I consume, especially with the computers and editing video and doing this podcast. So I just came up with a great idea. Since I'm gonna be connecting the batteries in parallel, they don't really have to be next to each other. So if it wasn't serious, yeah, because I have to connect positive to negative. But since they are in parallel, I could keep my one battery there in the front and then to put two more AGMs, 12 volts, somewhere else, probably somewhere in my basement, and just connect them in parallel. You know, two cables going into my converter, and that should work. And then I would triple my battery capacity to 300 amp hours, and that should be. I mean, I'm trying to come up with solutions here, but that's one of them. Anyways, since yesterday I've been here in Phoenix mainly to full hookups. As much as I love being boondocking in the desert, sometimes you want to have a full hookups, take a long shower, you know, I think that's gonna be my style for the foreseeable future, you know, 4 or 5 days boondocking and then a couple of days with full hookups and back and forth, and that way, you know, I get the best of both worlds. Especially when I fix my battery issue, it's gonna work out a lot better. Yeah, I think what kills it is that whenever I fire up that inverter, it just kills my battery within a couple of hours. So anyways, that's all the updates I have from the road. The main update, actually, and I'm thrilled, ecstatic about this. My wife is arriving tomorrow. She's flying into Phoenix in the morning. And for you, that will be today, because I keep forgetting that I'm recording this on Thursday, but you're going to listen to it on Friday. So she's arriving, and we're going to spend about 2 weeks together, you know, traveling this area of the country. And that's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, as I told you, on Saturday, we're going into the RTR, and then we're probably going to work our way north into Havasu, into Lake Havasu City, and maybe Laughlin. And then it all depends whether our government decides to get its act together and reopen. You know, I don't care if they put up a wall or a fence or whatever. At this point, I want them to open the national parks, because I'm out here and I was really looking forward to visiting Joshua Tree. That's pretty much gonna be for some other time. But as I travel north, I want to see Death Valley. There's so many national parks. Even though it is winter, I'm going to try to see as many as possible. And eventually the goal is to travel all the way north to Seattle and into Canada and then back to Florida. And at some point, my mom has promised that she's going to join me also on this trek, probably around the Northern California area, either or Reno, Nevada, or Sacramento, or San Francisco even. So we'll see about that. I do believe I have some voicemail, so let's get into those.
Hello, maximum duration 90 seconds. Well, shucks. Anyway, you are in Quartzsite, Arizona currently. Being the fact it is Sunday, January 13th. Yes. You didn't hear that ghost speaking. Nope. Okay, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, there's really nothing private about this message. I've not said anything. Okay. So where are you going next? Okay, 46 seconds, 47, 48, 49, 50 seconds. Okay, the left up. Yep, okay.
Well, of course, if you ever go to my live videos, that's the voice of this traveler, Erico. And he has the peculiarity of being my first Patreon ever on Patreon. So he's the chartered member of that chief Pelican Head member of that community. And of course, And he wants to know where I'm going next. And I've kind of hinted at it, as I just said. But that's basically it. From here, I'm going to travel north. As I said, I might even, if the national parks fall through, and I wish I had my... Let me see if I can... Yeah, as I said, it helps if I have my map in front of me. From Quartzsite, we're going to go up to Parker. They have a casino there where you can stay. There's also a bunch of BLM land all over the place. And from there, I want to go to... there's a bar called the Nelly E Saloon, and I went there last year, and it's colloquially called the Desert Bar, and it's a bar in the middle of the desert. You actually have to go through a pretty bad, pretty rough dirt road there, and the place is totally self-contained. They have solar panels, and it's literally in the middle of nowhere. You have to drive, I think it's 10 miles on this dirt road, but you're going at 15 miles per hour, so it feels like a lot further than that. Then, of course, there's Parker Dam, and there's a bunch of places that we want to go in the Lake Havasu area. We want to see that London Bridge that they have there. And by the way, here we're hugging the California-Arizona border, you know, the Colorado River. All this is around the Colorado River. And then we might go to Laughlin, which is on the now on the Nevada-Arizona border there, and Lake Mojave. And who knows? We might go crazy and even go up to Las Vegas if the national park thing go through. Although, what I really wanted to do was take Route 66 in this area and take this part of Route 66 that goes through the desert. And there's a bunch of, you know, landmarks. There's the Baghdad Cafe, which was made famous by a German movie of that same name. And eventually... we're going to end up in L.A., and I already have made reservations at that campground that is right by the Pacific Ocean. It's called Rincon Parkway, and it's boondocking. It's dry camping, but you are right there on the Pacific Ocean, and it's very close to Santa Barbara. And since the last time we were here in 2012, we didn't really have time to see Santa Barbara. We may dedicate some time to see Santa Barbara this time, and then we might go into the Santa Ynez Valley, because... wine, you know, it's a wine region. So that's pretty much the plan while Ely is here, and then I'm gonna continue solo. I might visit my madrina, my godmother in Santa Clarita, California, and then I wanna take that road, the 395, which goes kind of like in between the Sierras. And there's a lot of places to see around there. There's Sequoia National Forest. And, of course, Death Valley is nearby. And that's another place where I might make a beeline east towards Las Vegas. and you know, do like a round trip. There's so many places I want to see in that area. And eventually I will go north into, weather permitting, if it doesn't snow. If we get some wet weather like we've had this last week, no way. But if it is dry and the roads are plowed, you know, I could go into the Lake Tahoe area, and that's where my mom might come visit. By the way, I'm just seeing here that I-80 West is closed. So I would cross the Sierras through I-80, which is an interstate, and generally speaking, it's more maintained, open. And then Sacramento, of course, the state capital, and then I'll probably avoid San Francisco if possible. It's not a very RV friendly city, and from San Francisco, I plan to take the Pacific Coast, pretty much all the way to Seattle. You know, I might make a couple of inland, trips to see like Portland. I just hit my table because, and we'll see. That part of the trip is not entirely planned, like to the second, but I'm just going to try to hit all the saved places I have on my Google map. On to the next message now.
Hello, Robert. I watch your videos a lot. What's the average cost per day of your traveling? in your RV?
Well, as you can imagine, that's a very difficult question to I mean, I could do an average. Actually, I promise by the end of this trip, I'm going to do a more or less an average of all my costs. The thing is, I am not very organized at keeping track of things on a daily basis. So, and it really depends on how far you travel. As you know, gas and where you travel, because gasoline in Alabama, some parts of Texas was under $2. And I'm sure it's going to be $4 now when I arrive in California. And here it's in the 260 range, more or less, here out in Arizona. So it depends. Truck does anywhere from 10 to 14 miles per gallon. So it depends how much I travel. You know, those days where I traveled nonstop from Louisiana to here were expensive days. It also depends if I decide to go out. Like today I went to this place in Tempe. How you pronounce it? Tempe. Because, you know, I wanted to sample the local cuisine, and I went to this place and had an IPA and tacos, which were outstanding, the tacos. I'll tell you more about it when I actually release the actual video of this part of the trip. And also, it also depends whether I'm boondocking. Like the past 5 nights that I spent in Quartzsite, they were basically free. And now in this RV park, which shall remain nameless, maybe I'll name it. It's like $50 a night. This is called, by the way, yeah, I'm going to mention it. It's called Destiny RV Park. And the only reason I'm here, it was the last RV park in the whole Phoenix area where I could find vacancy. Everything else was booked solid for the season. It is, of course, one of RV parks, and I find this rule kind of egregious. It's that if your RV is more than 10 years old, you know, it's subject to approval that they will allow you to stay here. So that means that in 5.5 years, Minitini might not be welcome here, which is totally fine because I can go somewhere else. But in this case, I was in a pinch. I had to be in Phoenix, and I had to be close to the airport to pick up Ely tomorrow. So, but other than that, it's not my type of RV park either. It's kind of tight, and you know, your picnic table is right next to the neighbor's sewer. And actually, I feel quite small, surrounded by 45-foot Integras and the fifth wheels. So that's that. I think I have one more message.
Hey, Robert, how you doing? My name is Rodrigo. I'm calling on behalf of my wife, Alina, as well. She's not here at the moment, but we just want to say thank you for your content, for everything you're doing. Your blog is amazing. But the RV lifestyle, you have inspired us to possibly be getting an RV sometime in the near future, since we are fellow YouTubers as well, and we do blogs in Spanish. And if you guys ever want to check it out, it's Ali Films, A-L-I, Films. Robert, we just want to say thank you so much for all your work. And my wife had a quick question. If you will ever do a video in Spanish about the RV lifestyle, since we know that you have some family, you come from Cuba, and we know that we love the Cuban accent. But thank you so much, Robert, for everything that you do, and we look to seeing your next episode. Thank you.
Well, hello, Rodrigo and Alina. Thank you so much for that message, and if you speak so kindly about me, you know, those are the kind of messages that actually inspire me to continue doing what I'm doing, because I mean, the fact that you all tune in every week and you actually watch the videos, and the fact that I've changed lives in a way. I hear the anecdotes of people, for example, that they had some kind of surgery and they were in the hospital, and watching my videos or listening to the podcast is what got them through that time of hardship and that kind of thing. That's very humbling. That's like, to me, it's like it's really a dream come true to be able to touch people in that way, and to be able to mainly entertain you, and if I could inform you or inspire you in any way, you know, it's always great. And you know, for so many years I've tried different things, and this one finally it's what stuck, what became successful. So I'm incredibly grateful to be able to do what I do, and travel around, and I work very hard to make these videos that my YouTube channel as as good as possible. I'm talking about that. If I were to I mean, this is the thing. Everything takes time. So if I take resources from the main YouTube channel to start making videos in Spanish, and I've done it, by the way, I've done it before. And there's one obscure channel somewhere still there on YouTube that hasn't been updated in probably 4 or 5 years, called Cuentos de Caminos, which translates literally from English as stories from the roads. Although Cuentos de Camino is also an expression, at least in Cuban Spanish. I don't know if every Spanish-speaking country is the same, but it's kind of synonym with old wives' tale. You know, something that is Cuentos de Camino. You know, that's a Cuento de Camino. It's like something that may not be true. And that was the play on words, and probably that. I have 5 videos there. I actually did my whole California road trip of 2012. I re-narrated it in Spanish, and it proved out to be way too time-consuming. And unless I can get help at some point, I'm not gonna be able to. I might do 1 or 2 random videos in Spanish. Actually, I could do that and post them on that other channel, and at some point when this becomes really big and I can afford subtitles in different languages, I'm going to do that. I started with Spanish and maybe Portuguese, because I have a lot of viewers and listeners from Brazil for some reason. So but it's $3 a minute of video, so at this moment I cannot justify spending that money. For the time being, the only thing that I'm doing extra is closed captions, which they do cost me $1 per minute, but I think it helps a lot. A lot of people have requested them, a lot of people with disabilities that, or even people whose first language is not English, and they have trouble understanding the spoken word, they can read it. So all my main videos, the main edited videos, I'm doing closed captions on them because of that reason. So the short answer, Rodrigo and Alina, is it's a matter of time. You know, at the moment I wouldn't know where to start, and maybe I can do a couple of how to videos in Spanish, and I'm gonna work on trying to do something like that. By the way, Ali Films, if you wanna check him out on YouTube, is Ali Films altogether. If you search for the two words Ali space Films, you're not gonna find it, because that's what happened to me. So Ali Films, FILMS, and it's a channel about fashion and makeup and all that. And I'm gonna put a link somewhere in the show notes for this podcast, which will reside at travelingrobert.com/podcast/0085, which is today's number. And I've rambled for half an hour already. Can you guys believe that? So I'm just going to stop. But before that, let me tell you what I did today in Phoenix. And actually, not Phoenix, Tempe. I went to Tempe, because the last time I was here, I didn't visit Tempe. I wanted to get the lay of the land, because if there is something that I really like, tomorrow I'm gonna take Ely on a date in Tempe, in that area. And there's this main avenue called Mill Avenue, and that's basically where all the restaurants and shops are. And of course, it's a city with a lot of nightlife, because it is a college town. So I stopped at this place. The name escapes me right now. I had some great tacos with it was beef tacos, but they were probably some, I dare to say, probably the best tacos I've ever had. And I had some IPA, of course. I sat at the bar, and next to me there was this guy. He was wasted, so drunk, and he wanted to strike a conversation with me. He wasn't making any sense, and I didn't really want to talk. So, you know, I basically, after the tacos, I just chugged my IPA and left, because I just couldn't take it. But then I went to this butte, and there's a butte that you can climb up. It's called the Hayden Butte. And it's a climb. It's not very long, but it's very steep, and the views from the top are spectacular. spectacular. So if you come to this area, I do recommend that you do that that hike. And there were a lot of people doing it, you know, of all ages and all kinds of shape. There's also the Tempe Beach Park, and this weekend they're gonna have some rock and roll festival, which we may or may not go. Who knows? And it's right there by the Salt River. So basically, I just did a little bit of exploring in that area, not too much, because you know I only had the afternoon, and then I wanted to go to Dubbins Point, which is another point in the south of Phoenix. But I got caught up in rush hour traffic, and I just said, you know what, let me just go back to the RV park, to Minitini. And sometimes you have to do some tidying up and laundry and cleaning up and recording a podcast, and that's what I did. And that's the update for now. If you are going to the Tampa RV show, I'm sorry, I'm gonna miss you. I'll be there next year, hopefully. But this weekend I am going to be in the Quartzsite area, so if you are gonna be in the Quartzsite area, just send me a message through Facebook or SpeakPipe, or actually robert@travelingrobert.com, and maybe, you know, we can meet up at some point, either Saturday or Sunday. Probably those 2 days we're gonna be in the area. Whew. That's it for today. Until next week, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, free in our RV. And if you like today's episode of the podcast, do me a favor and go to iTunes or whatever and leave a review. If you liked it, 5 stars. If you don't like it, leave 1 star, but leave a review, because that helps actually people, other people find the podcast. If you buy on Amazon and you would also like to show your support for the show, just follow my link there. That it'll take you to a list of things that I use. But even if you don't buy any of those things, buy something else, I will get a little bit of a commission, and that goes towards keeping the podcast commercial free. Which is the way that I want to do it, because that way I can ramble about whatever I want, and I don't have any. That way I don't have any commercial commitments that might, you know, in any way skew my editorial independence. Anyways, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. No, actually, this is called Goodyear, Arizona. That's the name of this town. This is Traveling Robert signing off.